I'm going to just touch into standing again. For those who'd like to participate. So, just because one is able to, you know, get the meat and bones to into an upright form doesn't necessarily mean we've actually fully come into standing. It takes a while for most people, depending on what your energy level is at. Sometimes one's way up, too high, hasn't actually touched the ground. So we're really out there, and sometimes we, you know, we're beneath the ground, or there's no rising energy at all. So this is a medium of leveling and balancing in many respects. So you know, one's energy can be way up and out. Or it, you know, often up and forward and out, or it could be just really turgid and not able to lift at all. So using this form sympathetically to get the body's natural facility to come online and to give support. This means because when we come into standing, then just by the very fact alone, the body has to establish balance, which means everything. You can't be only half balanced or just your left side's balanced. It's got to be the whole thing. So just that action alone means that awareness has to spread through the whole form. And increasingly, as that becomes, that happens, then we are able to release or unlock areas that may be holding us, because we haven't really found balance completely, holistically. So we're just kind of holding ourselves up by leaning on our hips, or, you know, on the head is slumped forward and the rest of the body is carrying it. That means everything comes into alignment from the crown of the head to the soles of the feet. So no one part is carrying another part, just everything is in line. That isn't something you can immediately command, but through awareness and sympathy and attunement and releasing and accessing ground. We can't really get the support until we have that full access to ground. Energy can only rise from ground. Can only rise from ground. Here ground is, by its very posture alone, in the feet. The more we can prioritize the feet, yeah, look into those, the rest of the body begins to form above that somatically. Maybe presence could be quite scattered and ragged. Get the feet by the standing position. Open into the whole form, align to the pressure sensed in the feet. Be prepared to move a little, you know, to flex the toes or to flex the ankles to really wake those feet up and get the energy there. The more they come awake, then it becomes possible to release the knees a little, to in fact lessen the holding. Until the energy is properly established, we will always be holding ourselves, and that's just a fact of nature. If you don't, you fall over. But it is possible, with care and attention, to encourage energy, ground energy, whole body awareness, mind of sympathy, sensing the fifth of feet feel richer, more assured, rising through the ankles, the lower legs. The possibility, a very important and crucial possibility, to release the belly. This will always be held unless the upright axis is strong enough to carry us. We're always going to be holding in our soft tissues. And it's just the fact of nature, it's not a personal choice. So you really put a lot of time and attention into the upright, the whole body, legs, until you sense maybe it's possible to release a little more fully in the abdomen. Diaphragm. Shoulders, and so on. The mental intention can only be that of anukampa, sympathy, and metta, goodwill, open-heartedness. It cannot be any kind of pressure, striving, impatience, trying to make it happen. It does not, that is not conducive. Particularly as we come into the upper body, and then this is where the quality of metta is so necessary, absolutely necessary, because the upper body knows a lot about defense from ill will in the world around us, from shielding and making sure one appears okay, and all these subtle forms of ill will. Very important to just realize that's almost certainly going to be some quality of that will be present. Therefore, the holding. So it's so important to resonate sympathetically to the body in front of you. It's safe, warm, open. Behind you, safe, warm, supportive. It has to be resonated time and time again, slowly, carefully, not demanded, because the body may very well say, well, I feel something different. And that's okay. Well, that's what we are patient with. Sometimes undoing somatic patterns that have embedded for decades. tuning into the signs of the process as it develops, as it comes in over time. And one of the qualities is it arises a sense of strengthening which is not hard, so much so one barely realizes it as strength. It's just the sense of unshakable presence, soft, non-aggressive, not clenched. It's just a sense of unshakable presence. And accompanied by openness. Back becomes perhaps more significant, more felt. Space. Suddenly sense really what space is. Not just something you see with your eyes, but something you can detect. Quality of rich, but no pressure. Not bleak. Not a void. Not vacuous. I'm using the clock reference for the sake of convenience, but also that you can, and in any of this, you can sit down or in your own time. And in a few minutes' time, I will, register the clock time with the sound of the bell, and that will be sense in which we're going to move back into a group again and pick up the metta chant. So in your own time over the next few minutes, if you can incline back to sitting position, we'll reform the group. Let's make the four boundless qualities shine forth. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued kind. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, though above and below, around and everywhere. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a heart imbued with loving-kindness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will. I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued with compassion, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth,
So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, pervading the all-encompassing world with a heart imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will, I will abide, pervading one quarter with a heart imbued with gladness. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, though above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a heart imbued with gladness, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will, I will abide, pervading one quarter, with a heart imbued with equanimity, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, so above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself, I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world, with a heart imbued with equanimity, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility and without ill will.
Bhagavato Bhagavana Namo Namang Namasahami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sāvaka Saṅgho Saṅgham Namami.